The German director Christian Petzold won the Berlin Film Festival's top prize, the Silver Bear, for his 2012 film Barbara, which starred Nina Haas as an East German doctor constantly monitored by the Stasi, the secret police. His new film Phoenix also stars Haas, this time as a Jewish ex-nightclub singer who survived a Nazi concentration camp despite being shot in the face. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The tall, blonde German actress Nina Haas is one of the world's most riveting screen presences. I've heard she's wonderful on stage, too, and she's an opera singer. Haas had a small but intense part as a devoted colleague of Philip Seymour Hoffman in A Most Wanted Man, but her best-received performance was as a persecuted East German doctor in the 2012 film Barbara, directed by Christian Petzold. She unites with Petzold for the sixth time in the morbidly romantic drama Phoenix as Nellie Lenz, a former nightclub singer and concentration camp survivor. At the start of the film, she returns to a rubbled post-war Berlin, her face mutilated by a bullet meant to kill her, in search of her non-Jewish husband, Johnny. The movie's running musical motif is Kurt Weill's yearning Speak Low, lyrics by Ogden Nash. Speak low when you speak love. Our summer day withers away too soon, too soon. It's thumbed by a bass in the opening scene when her Jewish friend Lena drives Nellie, heavily bandaged, through a checkpoint manned by Americans on the German border, and an officer demands to see her face. We don't see it, but his shamefully murmured apology tells us much. In Berlin, a plastic surgeon does a remarkable job. She emerges very beautiful, but she's not, in her own mind, Nellie, physically or spiritually. Though Lena insists that Johnny gave her up to the Nazis to save his own life, Nellie is sure that Johnny will bring her back to her old self. She finds him quickly, bussing tables in the American sector, but he doesn't recognize her. He's sure his wife is dead. He does, though, regard this woman as a godsend. He thinks she looks enough like his wife to be able, with the right clothes and hair and walk and way of speaking, to pass herself off as Nellie and collect Nellie's substantial inheritance. And the dazed Nellie allows him to coach her. She clearly wants to tell him who she really is, but also to wait for him to figure it out. The comparisons to Vertigo, where James Stewart dressed and molded Kim Novak into the image of a lost love, are inevitable, and director Petzold's style in this film and others owes something to Hitchcock. But this is, of course, a reverse angle on Vertigo, a female ghost from a massacred people in search of her past. The question is, will she rise from the ashes? Phoenix is potent, permeated with pain, though sometimes frustrating in Johnny's obtuseness. But Ronald Zerfeld, who acted opposite Haas and Barbara, is extraordinary. He looks a bit here like Oliver Reed, brutish, but with a softness you think must be in there somewhere. You know if he'd stop conniving and really look at Nellie, he'd see her. But he doesn't want to look. Phoenix is all Nina Haas, though. She's different than I've seen her, the opposite of self-possessed. She seems disconnected from her own body. She resembles Jean Moreau here, with a downturned mouth and thick underlip, and with dark bags under her eyes. But those eyes shine with a sort of glassy hope. It's heartbreaking when Johnny tells her that her walk is all wrong, that she's nothing like Nellie, and can't pull it off. What makes Phoenix finally so devastating is that it's not Johnny who needs to see her. It's she who needs to see what he is and find her place in this ravaged post-war world.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.